Zersky. And let the wrong one on the podcast. You lucky this ain't video, because I'll be like, man, look, listen, they gonna take you off alive, I swear to God.
Dog, you silly as fuck, dog. I know you feel good, bro. I'm sure you got a lot to say.
Hey, you feel it? You was low-key hollering, too. I got to get into you, because you were low-key hollering yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
I have to make sure you good over there. You know, man. Your boys there at the crib, they witnessing the graces right now. They see a big bro do their thing right now. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Hey, man. You know how I do it, man. You feel me?
Crazy. What's good, though, bro?
Chilling, man. Y'all ain't got a good W, man.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? We just trying to get it done. Everybody been thinking we soft for years, you know. Everybody been thinking we ain't like that. You know, we gotta turn the table, you know.
Hey, that motherfucking defense, them boys fire out there. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, they came to play. They came to play.
They got some playmakers on that defense. I fuck with that defense for sure.
I'm gonna tell you this. That was the most dominant first half. Like, we came by a little shaky second half, I ain't gonna lie. But like to see, I mean, even thinking about the start of the game, bro. We had what, three tackles for loss?
Yeah.
Start the game off, like, man, they can't play, you know. But like I said too, we can't really get too high on this dub, you know. Like watching the Texas game yesterday. Hey, we got a big test coming up.
Hey man, we about to get into all that, man. I'm about to start this shit. I'm about to get into all that shit. I'm about to start this shit.
All right, but.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, though? Welcome to another episode of the Speak On It podcast featuring your boy T-Lip, hosted by your boy T-Lip. Hey, man. Episode 66, man. We got a special guest out here, man. Michigan alumni.
Mm-hmm.
You know he about to come on here talking crazy.
You already know.
Michigan State High School Crockett boy.
Uh-huh, yes, indeed.
Love. Khalid Hill, man. What's happening, baby?
Oh, it was crazy. Oh, yeah.
Obviously, y'all know he over here turned up, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, brother, man. Especially after that, you know, that big win, man. You know, to go get the naysayers, man, to shut them down, man. You know, it just hit different. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So it's a good feeling, man. I'm feeling great. I know the boys up back home, probably living their best life, you know. But like I said, we got to, you know, lock in soon, get ready for this next game on Monday.
I feel it, man. So let's just do a quick little overview of the game. Obviously, this was an overtime thriller.
Yes, indeed.
It was 20-20 at the end of fourth quarter. Michigan went on to win 27-20. Corum played well. This Michigan defense was fired, man. They flew around the field. Four sacks in the first, like, three possessions of the game. That's different, man. They basically locked down Milroe. Milroe is a guy that can make plays all over the field with his legs, throw the ball deep. His defense showed up, and they was locked down. So I kind of want to get your opinion on the game. I do my talking. I'm going to still do all my talking as usual. But as a Michigan alumni, man, as a Wolverine, I know you love your school, man. How are you feeling right now that y'all just won the Rose Bowl and that y'all heading to the national championship again? How do you feel about that, man?
I'm going to give you the coach in me because you know I coached on, so I'm going to give you the coach in me. I'm going to be honest. We played a sloppy game all around. Really more so special teams. Usually, as a Michigan guy, you know, coming from the hardball era, like, special teams is usually one of our strong suits as a team. We never really, you know, have to worry about special teams. But yesterday, I think we got a little bit, you know, it was jitters. I would think a lot of guys being their first time out there, you know, Samaj being a freshman and all this and that, and, you know, throwing a guy out there late in the game, which could have cost us, but, you know, lucky he was savvy enough to get to catch the ball on one, keep the ball in play, you know what I'm saying, and give us a chance to at least, you know, take the ball to halftime. Because, again, if he fumbled there, the ball going in the zone, I'm going to fall on it, game over, you know.
Man.
And I ain't going to lie, I didn't agree with putting him back there, but I understand why Harbaugh did what he did because, you know, Samaj had the muff punt, and then he had the other punt where he kind of, like, fair catching it, but he didn't catch it.
Yeah.
He let it roll. You know, so I think Harbaugh kind of was, all right, I'm tired of you. Harbaugh probably was, I'm tired of you doing, you know, there's too much going on. We gotta win. You back here playing.
Yeah.
But, you know, in my opinion, I would have rolled with the freshman just because he been back there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think being a punt returner is one of the hardest positions in college. That's not talked about, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to, especially in big games, a close game like that, you know, you got to definitely be locked in. But, you know, other than special teams, I think, you know, the offense, you know, we do best. You know, mm-hmm. I think we leaned on Blake Corum. You know, he got 20 touches, 100-something yards, 2 TDs. Like, you know, Michigan undefeated when he scored. So, you know, and then over time, I think, you know, giving him the ball was the best thing to do. Because, like I said, you get it. Like, what always say, play your best when your best is needed, right? You get your best players the ball when it's crunch time and we got to win, right?
And he just broke the touchdown record, right? For Michigan,
yep,
right?
Yep, he got it. Yep, he got it. Yep. So that's, you know, like I said, it's big time, man. Like, and again, but you know, doing what got you here, right? Doing, you know, what's been going on, the play action pass, right? The, you know, we got a little trickery too going on. You know what I'm saying? Now we had one of the flea figure that was a little that could have been there, but we didn't get that one. But you know, luckily the athleticism of JJ with the quarterback was. Donovan threw it to him. He caught it with one hand, threw it downfield. Like, that's, man, I watched that play, and I was just like, oh, yeah, we out here talking. Oh, yeah, we out here throwing our weight around. We out here playing around. Yeah, we at the playground for real. We out here playing, good. But, overall, just offensive-wise, defensive-wise, them guys, man, was, you know, locked down. We didn't. My brother, he kind of brought it up. He said, I think Miller only threw the ball downfield, what, 2 times?
Yeah,
you had the deep pass where Ron Moore broke it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think you had another pass. It was like late in the game, you know, to the receiver. But other than that, man, I mean, you know, I think, like I said, we played lights out for real. You know, I think we also, like I said, we got a little bit complacent coming out of halftime because, you know, we beating Bama and you know what I'm saying. But I think the thing that stands out the most about this team is how they respond to adversity. Everything that was threw at them. Like, you know, going down, turnovers, muffing the punt, missed field goal, missed extra point. Like, you think about all, like, you know, me and you, we play college ball. You know, in most games where that happened, you're not winning that game. You're not winning that game. So, for them to still go out and win that game, man, it just speaks to, you know, what Harbaugh got them boys going through, man, and what they've been practicing, how they've been practicing. You know, it just shows how they play, you know, so. I'm grateful, man. I'm happy.
No, I feel that. I'm gonna throw my podcaster hat on. I ain't gonna go at Michigan like that because
I ain't doing that.
You feel me? I talk my junk. I'm gonna do that all game, but I'm gonna be
okay.
You know, respectful of the game. I like what I seen from them defensively for sure. Like I said, like the deep, like they got a lot of guys out there, and they seem like they was all on one string. You feel me? Like they was all playing together. They was connected from the D line to the linebackers to the secondary, like. Mm-hmm. They didn't really give up no big plays. Like, a couple of the little scrambles that Melrose had, it looked like he could have got more yards, but they was just, like, they were so locked in, and I love seeing that from the D-line to the secondary. They was doing their thing. And like you said, with the special teams, hey, that muff punt at the end of the game, that could have been damn near. That could have been the –
Or she wrote.
It was 2016?
Hey, look for real. Hey, that's him. Oh, you got you. No, look. See, you ain't right. You ain't right. Look. Hey, I was thinking about that. I said, man, look. I was at the crib. I'm like, at the game, in the heat of the moment, you know, being a fan watching the game. You like, bro, what you doing, bro? But
then,
like you said, I thought about the 2016. I said, damn.
I said I did
cough one up though for sure.
Man, I'm thinking like, man, the whole he just muffed the ball at the one. First, I'm like, bro, out of all the athletes y'all got on that squad, why is he back there? I didn't understand that. I would have threw 7 back there. That's me. I would have threw Corum back there. Shit.
Yeah, we ain't gonna because I'm not gonna lie. He's been back there throughout the year, especially like when they get to the point in the game where you know they taking guys out the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like you said, you know, in the heat of the moment, think about where we at, bro. We in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
A college playoff game. You know what I'm saying? Semifinal. Going against a Bama that's honestly been one of the uprising teams through the end of the season. Like, they beat the number one team in the country. They demolished them. You know, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, just being in that position as a guy that ain't been on the field, like, you gotta think about it too. That was probably his first play on the field the whole game.
Yeah.
He's not ready for that.
not at all, bro.
Not the dog. He handled himself. He, you know, he made a mistake, but he corrected it. But it's like, even then, if I'm gonna send a guy out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We tell him, okay, bet, if your heels on the tee, you gotta think about it. He caught the ball at the six. You gotta just stay at the tee and let the ball roll through the end zone. Because if you think about it, that ball was gonna roll through the end zone, bro.
Yeah,
like it had too much on it. You know what I'm saying? I know you're trying to field it to get us a play, but it's like you didn't catch it with your shoulders where you caught it to the side. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just, you know, you can't put yourself in a position like that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you know, Harbaugh, I'm pretty sure, has put them through enough situations in practice to where he was ready to react and fix it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, look, I'm gonna just ground it. Get us another, you know, day to fight, you know, it possibly, you know, will take us to overtime, win this game. Because, I mean, think about it too. You know, we could, if we get better field position, if we do catch it, we get up field, we can field goal, go home. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, it always don't work out the way you draw it up, you know, and I think that's what kind of contributes to Harbaugh's success. I think he's always prepared for any scenario. He prepares the guys for any scenario. So, yeah, man.
Like, as I'm watching this game, I'm watching it, and I'm like, bro, this is kind of an ugly-ass game. Like,
It's ugly. It was ugly.
It's like it was raining, but it wasn't raining.
Yeah, bro.
It was a cloudy game. Like, there was no really big plays. Like, this was really, like, 1980s football right here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But I got a question, though. Do you think, like, because like, a lot of people are saying, like, this is college football. It's because I think too, like, you gotta think about it. Like, you're right. You know, college football has been out. Like, you think, look at Texas and Washington game. Everything's trying to be like a shootout because, you know, offenses are more pushed to the front nowadays. But like you said, this was one of them hard nosed fought. Like, one of them, we in the trenches. We gotta go get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we running the ball. You know, we not doing all the downfield stuff. Like, we gonna run the rock. You know, and I think like it was a testament to both programs. You know, because it's a reason why both programs are, you know, two of the top five winningest programs ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something that we are accustomed to, the championship pedigree, you know, the pedigree. And, you know, like, you know, also think about this too. You know, we went against a Bama team that has had championship DNA. They've been there. You know, they've been in the championship. They've been there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I even, you know, tip my hat to this Michigan team even more, because it's like, yeah, when you first hear, you know, Bama over Florida State, you're like, ah. Well, me personally, I'm like, ah. You know, I would have rather had a different matchup. But, you know, like, I'll be honest, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the Michigan players was like, you know, hey, bro, like, we was upset about the Florida State thing. But, like, me in person, I'm going to be honest with you. I definitely was like, man, we got to play Bama. Like, you know, you played Bama, so you already know how that goes.
Yeah.
Like, so, it ain't nothing that's like, all right. Because, you know, it's one of them games, like you said, it's going to be a 1980s type of game, like hard nose, hitting. They was out there hitting too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Woo!
They were bringing that hat. I'm like, hey, okay. No, that's what I need to see.
One thing I seen from Michigan, they were just physical, man. Like, from the first snap, it was a sack the first play, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like you said, the first drive, the Alabama first drive, Michigan set the tone. They set the tone. They let them know, bro, we here to play, bro. We not here to play with y'all. Like, we coming out to play football. And I think, like, you know, that was one of my biggest worries, because I ain't gonna lie, you know, a lot of people say, like, oh, Michigan play SEC school or down south schools, like, you know, it's a different type of, you know, people kind of like underestimate us because we up north, you know, we not as fast, you know, as guys down there, but, you know, we can play. And I think the biggest thing was that I think somebody had made this, it was a tweet that somebody made, and they said, like, you know, Michigan looks stronger, but Bama looks fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a great analogy, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I felt like the way for us to win that game is to, we got to match the intensity, the aggression. We got to match it. If we don't match it, you know what I'm saying, they going to look at us like, you know, we some pussies. Like I said, we like some pussies, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I feel like most SEC schools, when they do play Big Ten schools, they really be trying to think, you know, we sweet or we soft, you know what I'm saying? So I think Michigan going out and punching them in the mouth,
yeah,
set the tone from off rip, you know.
Yeah, even how, like I said, how ugly the game was. Michigan did come out and play with a certain level of like, we belong here. Like,
as far as
the game, the offensive line, like they was able to run the ball. Corum ran the ball pretty well for sure. Yep. For sure. They didn't have a lot of plays made out on the outside, but Wilson made a couple plays that was big time plays. Even the drag route, like they just looked like they just had Alabama confused, and I didn't understand it like that. It just looked like, how are y'all confused about how Michigan's gonna play? They're not gonna come out here and run a bunch of different plays. They're gonna hand the ball off to number two. They're going to run some different type of runs. They're going to run some different type of pulls and wham blocks and things like that. But they're going to run the ball.
Yep.
And they was able to control the game by running the ball and then throwing little passes too. Like, they had Alabama defense confused on man coverages. And I was just looking like, bro, how are they not prepared for some of these things? I mean, some of these basic things that Michigan is doing, because Michigan not tricking you. Like they're not gonna trick you. They gonna come, you gonna know what they're doing, you just gonna have to stop it. Alabama didn't do a good job of stopping it.
Well, I think too, what it is that I think Michigan broke Tennessee's. You know, a lot of the motion was going on. What we did, we also did that was new, that I think, I don't know, I haven't been able to watch a lot of games this year because, you know, I was coaching this past year myself, but from what I saw towards the end of the season, or even this game in itself, what I saw this game was we used a lot of mesh. Like, you think about it. Blake, that touchdown he got was a running back mesh out the backfield. When you got three receivers to the field, Blake to the boundary, come across a quarterback face, he just run out to the flat. You know, then you got the three receivers running mesh routes, you know, basically get him open, right? And then you hit him for a touchdown, and then you come back to that play on a key third down, and it's a big game. Like, even though we kept to get a flag, you know, but even still, like, I think Michigan and, you know, Coach Ron, his play calling is evolving. You know what I'm saying? I think he's understanding that, all right, we can be one-dimensional and be like a run team, but we also have to throw other things at teams to make them. Because think about this, like you said, we did at Alabama on both of them plays. They didn't know what to do. Like, even though the shallow, like, he took it to the crib. That was a 5-yard route he took to the crib. Like,
easy. It should have been a catch and tackle, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but it should have been a catch and tackle.
Yeah, they was just confused, man. I don't know if Alabama, but when I watched Alabama this whole year, they was not this Alabama team.
Yeah.
Like, even when I tweeted like, oh, they worried about Alabama, I knew like Alabama wasn't like this dominant team like they were in the past. Like, you know, when you think about Alabama, you think about the wide receivers on their team, the Devontae Smiths, the Wilds, Julio Jones, you feel me, all of those. Mm-hmm. But they didn't have nobody on the outside that could do anything with y'all defense. And that was the key. Like, they didn't have no Mark. They didn't have no Henry in the backfield. They didn't have Mark Ingram, Eddie Lacy, Trent Richardson. I think this is one of the most vulnerable Alabama teams out there. I just didn't think they was that good. But I knew, like, when they played Michigan, I knew it was going to be like it's just a rich brand of football that you're going to see and that you're going to expect from Nick Saban. So I knew it could possibly happen. But what did you think about when they went up 20-13 and they had to come, it was like under 4 minutes left and they had to drive the ball down. And where was your nerves at? How was you feeling in that drive? Did you think they was going to score? What was you feeling?
I felt our defense needed to respond. I think, like you said, remember I was saying earlier, how, like, you know, our defense came out of halftime, and we was very I would say the defense, I would say the whole team, you could tell it was very, I would say, lackadaisical, but we didn't have the same urgency we had when we first came out, the same want-to, the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to see Bama was making plays that they shouldn't have been making. You know?
In the third quarter?
Yeah. Like, third quarter, like you said, like, around that time, like, I could tell it was really a switch of momentum, if you think about it, too. But, you know, when they came out of that drive and we got that big stop, that just, like I said, it goes to show, you know, what Harbaugh got these boys prepared for. You know what I'm saying? They can respond to any type of adversity they get. You know, and they want to go do it, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a team where we got guys on the team where, you know, they came back for another year, right? And they want a natty. They ain't come back to, you know, leave out again. You got to think about it, too. This is Michigan's third year going to the college playoff. That'd have been 3 years in a row. We get knocked out first round. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, like, you gotta at some point put your body on the line, put your will on the line, You know what I'm saying? And say, hey, I'm drawing a line right here. They ain't getting nothing else, you know? And I think our defense did that. And, you know, again, got us back in the game. We was able to go down and score, man. And, you know, hey, you know what I mean? And even, like I said, this too, like, they came up big twice because we should have, like I said before, without the – if we didn't muff that last punt, we could get the ball back with, what, about 50-something seconds on the clock? And we get a good, if we get a good, you know, spot we can field the ball, you get a couple passes downfield, man, you in field goal range. You know what I'm saying? At least give your kicker a shot to send y'all home. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this team is battle tested, man. They definitely, like I said, this is probably, and I'm gonna be honest, you know, I'm not gonna take nothing away from Washington. You know, I feel like the Washington game is gonna be, I want to see what our DB is gonna do against their receivers. You know, Washington got like they just throw the ball downfield all day.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know, not to take away from nothing from you know those guys, but this Michigan team, man, is battle tested, man. And like I said, I love the fact that we got to see a Bama team that was hot. Let's be honest, they was hot.
No, they was hot.
They was hot. You know what I'm saying? So for us to do that and beat them and play as bad as we did, I know Harbaugh this week probably going to get on them and about just how terrible we was, you know, executing, you know. But they're going to be ready, man. And, you know, I want to see, like, I don't think we got to say, like, you know, like somebody else pointed out, too, like, these last couple of Michigan games, we haven't seen our offense really, like, just go out there and just have a flawless game. You know, I think yesterday was a nitty and gritty, and we came out with a dub. But I hope to see, you know, I want to see our, you know, because, again, like, going against the Penix and them, you know, they're a high-power offense. We got to match it. You know, if defense not going to be able to, you know, lock them receivers down, we got to match the intensity. We got to match the points they put up on the board, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because I was thinking, like, I was thinking this as well. It no matter how they played, both teams played, Michigan won a game, which is good. But going to overtime and only scoring 20 points, like you said, we about to talk about the national championship.
Yeah, matches, yeah, yeah.
But only being able to score 20 points.
Yeah, that's not – it's not pretty.
That, yeah, I don't care how good your running game is. If you're not going to be able to throw the ball, especially, like, Washington about to throw the ball 50 times.
Yeah, they're going to spread you out, too.
They got a top 20 pick on the wide receiver. They got another one.
Oh, listen.
Probably going to go in the second round.
Man, what?
They got three ballers.
The tight end like that.
they got weapons out there. And then Penix. I ain't even saying that. And you know Penix come from the Big Ten. So he know about Michigan. And I'm sure he wants this just as much.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Obviously, it was a good win for Michigan, man. It was a good game. I know y'all hype, man. I know y'all hype. Like I said, I ain't got nothing to say, man. Good win. The game, it was an ugly game, but I don't care. I'd rather be a part of the ugly win than an ugly loss.
Yeah, hey, for real.
That's me any day. We lived the fight the other day. We had a national championship. I ain't mad at y'all, man. So shout out to Michigan for going to the national championship. Yes, and shit, we're gonna see how the ball drop on next Monday. Now let's move on to next Monday, man. Next Monday. Washington versus Michigan. Washington is a future Big Ten team.
Yep.
Obviously, so we got two Big Ten teams in the, you know, two big. Well, ain't Texas about to go to the SEC?
I don't know. They probably are.
No, Texas. Sure. I think Texas and Oklahoma about to go to the SEC. So basically, two Big Ten teams just beat two SEC teams going to the national championship, and it's about to be a showdown in Houston.
Yep.
What are your keys right now? We just talked about the Washington offense against the Michigan defense, and if you know JJ McCartney in the offense is able to match the points, you know, the time of possession, whatever it takes to win this game. What are your key factors going into the game for Michigan?
I would say it's going to be their offense versus our defense.
Okay.
It's nothing to take away from our guys on offense, you know, JJ and Blake, but I feel as though our offense should dominate their defense. You know, I don't look at Washington's team and think they're a big, you know, dominant defensive team. I know they got guys on defense that can make plays 100%. I'm not gonna take away from that because I mean we saw what TCU did to us last year. But you know, I think at the same time, you know, Michigan after going through what we went through with Bama and not being not executing and not putting really a lot of points on the board. I feel like we left a lot of points on the board, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Like you said, to score 27 or 20-something points in regulation is not enough to beat a Washington team that's throwing the ball downfield, you know, in the area play. And you got a guy back there that can put it anywhere on the field. You know, I watched the Texas game, in Texas and Washington game last night, and I saw Pennis make a throw, and I'm just like, bro, like, he can get the ball anywhere on the field.
Anywhere.
And he got guys that's going to get open, you know. So I really think the matchup is going to be our D versus their O. You know, can we shut down the high power offense? And then on offense side of the ball, can we be dominant? You know, I think Michigan needs to come out and be dominant, bro, and put show with. Like, we at the ship now. There's no other game after this. Everybody is going on their separate ways once y'all play this last game. What are you going to do when the lights is bright and it's time to play your best football? Hey. You got to show up. You got to show up. So, you know, I think the matchup, the biggest matchup is going to be our offense versus our D. And then, you know, our offense dominate their defense. Because again, like, you know, I'm not gonna take away from Washington's championship team for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, they quieted down, you know, Bo Nix, you know,
twice,
you know, but even in both of them games, it was shootouts to the end, I would say, right? Yeah. But you know, like I said, we got to be able to be dominant and keep up. If, like I said, if our defense come out and play a great game and we shut them down, we got to put up points. If our defense having a bad day, we got to match their points. Because guess what? If they get up in front, bro, that's like going up a slippery slope, right? So
yeah.
I think the biggest thing is just, you know, we come out, dominate on D, and we dominate on O, dominate on both sides of the ball, win the game, go home.
Okay. I like whoever Michigan defense coordinator is, he's going to have to basically duplicate the job he did with this game, with this Alabama game, because – how he blitzed, like he brought pressure. Like he let him know right now, hey, you are not about to be sitting in the pocket for that special. we are coming.
We sending everybody.
We sending five at the least.
Hey, look, you got about 1.2 seconds. You probably got 0.8 seconds for real. That thing, you better be coming. It better be coming out quick every time.
Yeah, but the difference now is that when you blitz Milroe was looking for a seam to run. Mm-hmm. So once you blitz him, he got his eyes down. Now he's trying to find something out, and they were able to corral him.
Yep.
When you blitz Penix, he's still side shifting and, you know, sidestepping to throw the ball.
Yep.
And you're gonna have to get home, because this, like I said, this is a guy that can throw the ball in all type of ways on that field.
Mm-hmm. And don't get it twisted too.
Yeah.
He can run.
Yeah.
He can run. Like last night, I'm gonna let you get back to your point. He's about to finish, but I tweeted like, he's the ghost of JT. Like, that was – we played Ohio State 2016. If it wasn't for the legs of JT Beard, we win that game. Because we got so complacent with our DBs shutting down, you know, receivers and stuff, we forgot what JT Beard can run.
Yeah.
And that's what kept him in the game. And, I saw, you know, it was a big play on third down where, you know, Texas needed to get a stop or whatever. Pettis ran for a first down. And I guarantee you, nobody thought Pettis was going to run. Because he ain't been doing it for real. I mean, I don't know. I ain't been watching him for real. But people ain't been talking about his legs. They've been talking about what? His arm, right? Yeah. But it was another point to show that, hey, he can run too. You know, he can keep his eyes down the field. He's not going to be a Joe Milroe that's going to, you know, I mean, whatever his name is, Milroe, who's going to be looking to put his eyes down and try to find a seam and run. He going to look for the ball down the field and also try to, if he can run. That's dangerous in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's a playmaker. So, you know, it's a different QB. We got to be ready for it.
No, yeah. I definitely agree with that, because this quarterback, he going to be a little different. So, like I said, with the defense coordinator, he going to have to be locked in to the point where, like, Michigan's not used to playing, like, spread offenses. You feel me?
Yes.
Of course, they got some history of playing. Harbaugh got some history of playing Penix when he was at Indiana. It was kind of like the – I'm not going to say it's the same offense, but you know, you play Indiana, they're going to be fucking fast-paced, spread out, you know, doing things like that.
Yeah.
But Penix, he's a game changer. So, and the wideouts they have, like I said, number one, number 11, number two, even the tight end, them boys can, they can break the game open.
Nah, and then, look, hey, go ahead. Don't forget about the running back too. He nice too.
Yeah, I don't know if he gonna play this week though. He had got carted off at the end because he got like
some. He got carted off.
He got some. I don't know. I think he got like some type of like re-aggravated foot injury. So I don't know like how deep it is. But I know you're talking about Johnson. He done ran for 200 yards a couple games.
Yeah.
But I think he. I don't know if he gonna miss the game. I don't know. But he got carted off. But he was smiling when he got carted off. Like he was just all right.
Okay.
So, but we don't know though. So
yeah, I got you.
They have, and then they got the best offensive line. They said their offensive line won the offensive line award of the year. But
I ain't gonna lie. I think that's gonna what's gonna set Michigan off. You know, Michigan have won it the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So hey, that could be a little. That could be a little. What's that on the fire? You know what I'm talking about? Hey,
yeah. Fuck around the corn run for 200 himself.
Hey, look. Yo, y'all got the best line? All right, say that.
Nah, but this gonna be on like he like the defense coordinator gonna have to have them guys on a string again, bro. Like they're gonna have to contain Penix, and even if you are like he's still gonna throw the ball 45 times, I say, especially if the running back out, he's gonna throw the ball 45, 50 times. Mm-hmm. Like he threw 38 times yesterday, and they still had like damn near over 30 carries. So without 15 carries, if Johnson don't play, he gonna throw that ball 50 times.
Yeah,
I know Michigan's secondary is good, bro. I do, but I don't think they have been tested like this year with these wide receiver group and this quarterback.
Yep. So
that is the matchup. Yep. That is the matchup. And it's hard to stop some of the wide receivers that's going to the league, bro. I understand the guys that they have, Michigan have, that they good. But, bro, I've watched Washington wide receivers for the last few years.
Yeah,
them boys dominant, dog.
Hey, they out their mind. I was watching last night. What is on his mind? I was looking at him like, "Hey, bro, what is you doing?" Like,
no. He top ten. I think he top.
Bro,
10.
Oh, for sure. Like, cause you know everybody. Like, you know what's crazy is too. Like, the hype a lot of people get, and like I feel like he was one of those guys who should have got a lot more hype during the season. Cause I mean, even thinking back to that first Oregon and Washington matchup, bro, like. The receivers was going nutty. Like it was just the battle of just throw the ball down the field. I'm gonna go get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like to be honest, bro, I ain't seen like something like that in a like, you know, it's cool to see like guys going up to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like but not just in the red zone, like down the field. You know what I'm saying? Like we in the middle of the field. I might just go ahead throwing up real quick, see if Doug gonna get it. You go get it. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, it's going to be a test, you know, and I think, it's going to be a 7-on-7 game. I mean, for real.
that is not what Michigan want to do.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Y'all do not want to turn this into a 7-on-7 game.
No, we don't.
Because this is the thing. Washington is a passing team, right?
Yeah.
So, their defense is going to be well against the pass because that's the offense. They go up against that offense. Every spring training, all of that. So they're going to be more equipped against the pass than they are against the run anyway because that whole conference is pass. So if Washington is able to turn this into a passing game, it's going it can get spooky for Michigan. But if Michigan, one thing Michigan has to do, y'all have to play y'all game.
Yep.
Whatever that is, y'all have to stick to that because I don't. If Michigan is start playing like Washington, I don't think they have a receiver that's used to having 12 targets a game.
Yeah.
They don't have one of those guys that I'm about to get 12 targets a game. Washington literally three guys on a team. That let me just go to their wide receiver stats real quick. Just yesterday. Like I'm sure all three of those guys got over 1,000. No, McMillan missed a lot of this year.
But his first game back was insane. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, I did.
Bro came off the bench and went nutty. Like he got as much targets as everybody else and was going nutty. I'm like, bro, what you on?
Man.
Dog,
just yesterday, number one had 6 catches, 125 yards, 52 yarder was his longest. Number two had 5 targets, 5 catches, 122 yards, 1 touchdown, 77 long. Number 11, 6 targets, 5 catches, 58 yards, 1 tutty. The tight end had 8 targets. Literally, the tight end had the most targets. he had 8 targets, 6 catches for 59 yards. So these guys are used to the ball being thrown to them on first mm-hmm. down, second down, third down, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If this turned into a passing game, Washington has a better chance of winning.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Michigan gonna have to make this a straight backyard brawl again. They're gonna have to run the ball, control the clock, control the time of possession, and put pressure on the Washington offense to make them, you know, try to rush their time, try to be like, hey, we gotta prep and score. We gotta score because they just had the ball for 9 minutes. You feel me?
Yep.
It's gonna have to be one of those type of games.
Yep. Really, really, really make the, and then the thing is too, get up early and finish drives too is the biggest thing because, like you said, I mean, I don't know how many times can you pull up how many times can you pull up the drive results of Washington yesterday?
The drive results. Let's see.
Because I would love to see that.
They was 3-11 on third down. They was 6-7 in the red zone. Mm. That's big. 6-7.
That's big. That's big.
and they had the ball versus Texas yesterday. They had the ball for 37 minutes to Texas 23.
Mm. And that's another thing they do too. One of the analysts had made a good point. When Washington get up big, they run that clock out.
Yeah.
Which is you'd be like, they keep passing. No, they understand. We gonna get up. But we gonna get up out of here with this dub though. we ain't gonna play with y'all. You know, so you gotta come out, man, and have a game plan. But like you said too, Michigan gotta come out and just do what they do. You know, like you said, hard nose, backyard ball, you know what I'm saying? My guy versus your guy, you know, and again, like since they so used to the run, let's go out there, put 12 personnel on the field and punch them in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? And then guess what? Come off the play action. Boom, we on that, you know what I'm saying? Like big bombs, you know what I'm saying? I think that's going to be – and I think this will complement us better because I will say this. Alabama had the athletes too, bro. And me and Khalil was talking about this the other day. when we play SEC teams, bro, or we play down south teams, bro, like the athleticism is insane. Like of their guys is – like you saw that pass, Roman, what's it called?
The over route?
Yeah, the one he had to jump up and get.
Yeah,
bro, you know, dog tipped that ball.
Yeah, he tipped it a little bit, made it go higher.
Like, bro, for you to jump up like that to that's insane. Like, bro, what?
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, but coming down to it, man, end of the day, like you said, Michigan had to come down and we got to assert dominance, man. We got to come out, punch them in the mouth, get up big, make stops, and you know, like I said, and keep time possession with us. You know, make them have to panic and start throwing the ball down the field. Because I think once they start doing that, you know, I think we got the enough veteran guys on that defense, you know, Will, Rod, and Mike, you know, even, what's 12 name?
Wallace something.
Yeah, Wallace, yep. Like, you know, all them guys I feel like have been battle tested, you know, and I think too, I'm going to be honest, I think our DBs really got a chip on that shit because they wasn't tested, bro. I think they want to go show.
For real?
Yeah, you think about it, like, I see Will or Mike said it still making play. Like we used to Mike, he was picking something off or something like that, making, you know. So I think they had their handful of trying to, you know, keep the downfield threat of Bama away. But it's gonna be the same thing this week. But I think, you know, they're gonna have opportunities to make plays on the ball. You know, like I said, Mike being a guy that's been a ball hawk all year, he gonna get one. I feel like Mike gonna get one. Rod might get one.
That's sure. Zero, right?
Yeah, Mike Sanders.
I like him.
Yeah. He just got a knack to find the ball, man. Like
he was a wide receiver though, right?
Yeah, yup. Mm-hmm. So that's a wide receiver. Yep.
His ass know how to keep better know how to catch unless he's wide
receiver. Hey, for real.
No, so, but going into this game, Washington, Michigan, name me a player on offense and a player on defense that you think are the key players for Michigan that they gonna need to make plays to happen in order for them to win the game. One on offense and one on defense.
My two guys are going to be probably, that's a good question. I'm going to go Blake, you know, Blake on O. I feel like, you know, he got to get his O-line together. He got to be dominant. He got to go out and run the ball. I think we put the ball on his back. Like we did, you know, we was in trouble in overtime. We get the ball to him, you know, let him go out and run the ball, man. And I feel like when we run the ball, we are at our best. And we can go build off of that, play action, you know, all these other things we can do. But we have to dominate and we have to establish the run early. On defense side of the ball, I think it's going to come down to Mike. You know, center still a zero. He's kind of, I would say, the emotion of that defense. He's the leader of that back group of those DBs. He got to keep them locked in. We got to understand it. We got to understand this too. See, there like a lot of guys going to games thinking like it's going to be peachy. You going to get got.
Yeah.
What are them going to get got? Y'all going, like, do not think y'all about to go in here and shut this watch. This is the college playoff, bro. This is the championship. Y'all going to get got a couple times. But how are you going to respond to that happening? That's the biggest thing. So if I think Mike keep them DBs, keep that DB room locked in, because you know he's a senior, he's a senior guy, right? So keeping them guys locked in and you know kind of just thinking next play mentality. Because again, you know, I mean, you know, like you play receiver, bro. You'll go get one, you know, a DB get flustered. Like, oh, hold on, all right, now you know what I'm saying. So we gotta make sure we keep our guys, you know, locked in, man. Understand that players are gonna be made. But at the same time, go out and make the next play.
I feel that. They definitely got to have a next play mentality. So it's obvious. I know you got Michigan winning.
Yeah, 100%. Come on now.
What you think the score is going to be? Score prediction.
It's going to be low. You know, I don't – again, you know, as of recent, we haven't seen we can score as many points as, you know, or score a large number of points. Towards the beginning of the season, we have shown that. But, you know, since – you know, we really ain't seen it. I mean, you got to think about it, too. We played Washington. A year ago or something like that. The start of the season or something like that. You know, we kind of beat up on them or whatever. But, you know, this is a different team. And they hungry. They looking for revenge. You know, so it's going to be a hard fight. But I think it's probably going to be – it probably might be similar. If anything, I'll probably at a maximum, it'll probably be like Michigan. I get Michigan probably 35 to Washington 20.
Okay.
That's nah. My minimum, I think probably closer to what the Bama Michigan game was. But they gonna put points up either way.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a good prediction, man. Let's move on and talk about this the bowl season. Brief. What you think about the bowl season with all the guys opting out and the bowl games being basically weak, some stadiums are empty.
I don't like it. It's because it's the thing is, right? Like, if you're not a lottery pick, bro, why are you not playing? Like, if you're not a top 15 pick, why are you not playing in the bowl game? Because my thing is this. If I'm a fringe guy, if I'm going to say a day one or, you know, like a couple guys play, like, I respect the LSU receivers. Like, they all play. I respect that. Like, you know, from the bottom of my heart. That's you know, like, I respect any guy that if you know you're going, you playing on Sunday, you know you're about to get drafted, you go out playing that ball game, like, that's dope, in my opinion, because it's the last time you're going to play with your brothers. Like, me personally, even if I was a first-round guy, I'm playing in the fucking game. I want to win. Like, you know, a lot, and it kind of attests to, and I'm not going to say, you know, a lot, although we kind of are pro, do what's best for the players, you know, guys get hurt and stuff like that, but if you think about getting hurt, you're going to get hurt. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be honest, every time I thought about I was about to get hurt, I got hurt because I was playing. And like, I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about it too much. Just go out and play ball. Like, if you get hurt, you get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, but think about our bowl game, like 2016. We had nobody pull out. Like, the only person, he got hurt the day before, but Brill was the top five. He went to the Heisman vote. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, he was going to go, you know, whatever, but he played. He was going to play in the bowl game, but he ended up messing up his hamstring. You know what I'm saying? So he wasn't able to play. But, like, Jake Butt played, got hurt. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he would say, oh, I would go back and not play. We had a whole bunch of other guys on that 2016 that played against Florida State. Like, Dalvin Cook played in that game. You know what I'm saying? Like, those how the bowl game is supposed to be, man. They supposed to be, like, your last celebration of your season. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, y'all, like, this thing about, too, all these teams that don't got, like, winning records, they got 10-win seasons. Like, this is the last time for you to win something with your team and say, we did this for the season. Or we you know, we Peach Bowl champs or PlayStation Bowl, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It is, right? You should want to go out and play it. I know we want to protect the players and make sure that they get their chance to play on Sunday. But at the same time, if you had a top 15 pick and that's locked in, why are you not playing?
I feel it. I feel it.
Because you got to think about this, too. Like, Neighbors and the other receiver, they went out there and bought in their ball game.
Yeah.
So, that only builds your stock. You know what I'm saying? It don't hurt you. Like, a lot of guys be more worried about the risk-reward. Bro, what if you just go out there and play and just play? You'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like, and the thing is this. If that's going to be the case, and we going to let guys just pull out because, oh, well, they don't want to get, you know, they try to get ready for the draft or whatever. Gang, we might as well take away all bowl games. Send everybody home at the end of the year, especially with the playoff next year. What's the playoff supposed to be next year? 8 teams? 12 teams?
12.
So, if we gonna do that, then, you know, hey, guess what? We gonna get rid of all the bowl games. Let the bowl games that exist, let them rotate through the college playoff every year. You know what I'm saying? And send everybody else home at the end of the year.
And that'd be terrible. Because I'm gonna tell you this too.
There's a lot of schools out here. Like, you think about, like, I know Liberty played in the New York Six Bowl this year, but for them that was dope to do, right? Mm-hmm. Now, all they guys played, you know, whoever, even if they pretty sure they had a draft guy that was, you know, about to get drafted. All they guys played. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what football. That's what it's about, bro. You play the game to play the game. If you're not a top first rounder guy, why are you not playing? Again, not even first round. If you're not a top 15, play in the game. Like, it's a month. And the thing is too, you get a month of preparation, right? And like, I know Coach Harbaugh, we had our month. He took care of us. We was well rested. We practiced when we want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get, you know, and I think a lot of guys try to go, well, I'm just gonna get ready for the draft earlier, sooner, which is cool. But, I mean, you know, like I said, if you're already a first-round guy, you're already a first-round guy. What else you need to improve on? You know?
Man, it's kind of a little bit different now because with the portal, like, guys coming into one school one year, they don't really have this rich tradition. They ain't really, like, invested in the school. They don't really care about the theme. It's guys that don't even know the school fight song. I ain't saying, like, you have to.
Yeah.
It's like everybody is, like, individual contracts now, so I ain't gotta play. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's a little different though. But
but like you said, times is changing. But I think we getting more away from football. I think a lot of stuff is getting more about the money.
Yeah,
we got to get back to playing ball, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
we giving a lot of like I feel like the transfer portal was one of the worst things that happened to college football. I mean, be honest with you.
Go right into that because it's like the portal is like now, like it's literally happened in December. Yeah. When all of the teams are, you know, choosing their bowl games and it's like, and I didn't know this. I didn't know, like, if you entered the portal, like, you don't play for that team in a bowl game. I thought you, like, played that last game and then you ain't that. Got to enroll.
No, I mean, I think it was one dude that did, though. It was a dude from, I think he played for Louisville. No, not Louisville. Who he played? I think it was North Carolina State, the quarterback. He was in the transfer portal, but he had ended up coming back and play in the bowl game. But that's another thing that's crazy too. Like, why do we push this? Why is the portal not pushed back or entering the portal not pushed back to after the season?
Because they gotta be in school. You know, school still start. It's still school. School starts.
Look, at this point, we might as well get rid of the portal. Cause I look at it like this, bro. I look at my career, right? Like, when I went to Michigan, because I wanted to go to Michigan. Like, mm-hmm. You know, Coach Owen went there. You know, I was always a Michigan fan growing up. You know, even school-wise, just school, I was a big geek growing up, you know. I was valedictorian high school. Like, I wanted to go to Michigan just for the education. I didn't really care. I didn't think I would go for football. But when I got the opportunity, it was the best thing ever. You know what I'm saying? And, like, yeah, if the portal was around, you know, when I was in college, whatever, I never would have entertained it. Because my thing is this. I feel like when you get to college, you got to go through development, bro. Like, if you're not a five-star guy, like, the other thing is, too, this five-star shit is getting crazy, too, because, like, these five-stars are just going wherever because they got the five-star next to their name.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand, bro, how I look at football is this, bro. We all played football growing up, and it started out with Pokemon messing up, then it went to 707 and flag football and all this other stuff, and then you got to play in the real football, and then it went from, okay, each level you got higher, it went from, okay, well, you probably was the best player in your respective area. all right, now you're playing with all the best players in their respective area, right, when you get to college. Now it's to get to the next level, you got to be the best player out of all the players in their respective areas to make it to that next level, right? And you got to keep building and getting better and better and better. I feel as though a lot of guys don't even get themselves a chance to play at the next level because they get scared of, oh, I ain't playing right now. Gang, if you're not playing right now, something's off, something that you got to fix. Now, it can be a situation where you get taken advantage of or coaches is doing you bold. Yeah, those are things that definitely happen. I'm not going to take away from none of that, 100%. Those things happen. But look at my career. My first 3 years at Michigan, my first three years at Michigan, I redshirted my first year. The next year, I end up starting because Jake Butt get hurt. So I played the first five games. The sixth game of the year, I turned my ACL, right? I'm out the rest of the year. Coming back in, hardball first year, 2015. He don't know me from he only know me off of some film he got because, you know, I played a little bit my freshman year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I really had to sit down and think to myself, I had to grind for what I got, right? And I did enough for him to be like, hey, we want to change our position. And that position change was the best thing that ever could have happened to me. A lot of dudes want to have so much pride and think, oh, man, like, no, bro, I'm this. Which you should. You should be confident in your ability and everything. I understand that. But sometimes you got to understand that some of these coaches are trying to put you in the right position to succeed. That's just what it is. It might not be what you want. It might not be, oh, well, I want to do this. But, gang, if you were so good at it, why you not playing right now? Something is off, something that you got to fix, right? And a lot of guys, I think, in college today can't take that with a grain of salt and say, bet. You know what I'm saying? All right, I got to fix them. You know, I got to go back to the drawing board. I got to get back in my bag. You know what I'm saying?
They like, just leave.
You said what?
They just leave.
Yeah, they just leave and think, oh, I got to go somewhere else because this ain't happening. Because what you don't understand is you can go somewhere else. But the grass ain't going to be green on the other side. you know what I'm saying?
You still the common denominator.
Exactly. Like you're still putting yourself in a situation of, guess what? Now you got to go find a whole new coaching staff that like you. You got to learn a whole new playbook. Mm-hmm. When I could have just stayed at a place where I knew the playbook. I knew the guys on the team. I knew who I had to beat out. I knew what I had to do. Now I got to go just do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I'm looking at it. But I think that's what just, you know, me being from Detroit and us, you know, being a part of old football, like, I think all of us kind of was wired differently. So we just going to see it through, you know what I'm saying, no matter what it is. But, you know, I just feel like the transfer portal, man, it's like, one, you get all these guys in the transfer portal. What is it, like, 2,000-something people, 2,000-something-plus people in the portal right now who have hit the portal. Probably will never play ball again because they thought, oh, I'm going to put my – like, bro, if a coach not calling my phone and telling me he about to offer me as soon as I hit the portal, I'm not going. I'm not going because the thing is this. When you get in the portal, bro, it's like literally recruiting all over again. That's all – you gotta go through recruiting all over. You got to push the tape out. You got to talk to other coaches. You got to basically sell yourself all over again to get an opportunity. Like, you don't have a situation all the time. Like, what was the name that just left Oklahoma with Oregon? Okay. What is his name? The quarterback. Gabriel?
Yeah, Gabriel.
That don't always happen. Like, I think, like, the QBs got the highest transfer rate out of anybody because they just want to go to a new school, go to a new school. It's like, bro, well, I think a lot of people got to start understanding when you come out of colleges, bro, I mean, high school is that, y'all are probably not going to play when y'all get there immediately. Like, out of my whole tenure at Michigan, there were only a couple guys that played as freshmen, like Jordan Lewis, Channing Striblin, Rashawn Gary, Jabril Peppers, Derrick Green. You know what I'm saying? Like, there were only a couple. I can name, like, Taco Charlton. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be a lot of guys that's going to just come out and play immediately. And I was more so just thinking from, you know, guys that I played with, but like my freshman year, I'm gonna be honest. My freshman year in Michigan, out of my class, the only dudes I think I remember playing like that was Jordan Lewis, Channing, and Derrick Green, because he was running back, he was 5-star. And then I want to say, I'm thinking about him right at the top of my, damn. I said Tanner Strickland, JD, Ben Gideon, and Derrick Green. Like, I can only remember them, the only guys I remember that out of my freshman class that played immediately. Yeah. Right? But it's not going to always be like that for everybody. And I think everybody got to start understanding that. You got to understand, bro, when you go to an institution, pick the institution that's going to be the best for you on the field-wise, academic-wise. That's why you got so many schools you can go to. Like, you know, we think about Bama and all this. I would say this. If I want to be a guy and I want to play right now, I'm going to go to a school where, you know what, I can win right now. I can go on the field and play right now. I know nobody in that position room can beat me right now. Right? That's if the mindset I'm trying to play right now. Now, if you're trying to go to a big institution like Alabama, Michigan, you know, where they probably got dudes stacked out there, like, bro, like, Michigan not about to probably have so many transfers dudes coming in, bro. It's about to be crazy. Like, to even try to be, you know, think, oh, I'm about to go to Michigan. It's going to be a wait list down there. You feel me? Like, it's going to be insane, bro. So, you know, I just feel like the portal has kind of, you know, changed the graphic of college football, you know. It's giving a lot of power to the players, which I appreciate, you know. But at the same time, I don't think a lot of these players are making the best decision for themselves. I think a lot of them are just trying to run away from competition, you know. And again, I'm not going to speak and say that's just my opinion. I'm not going to speak and say that's every situation, because I agree there are situations where you have coaches that take advantage of players or don't like players or try to push players out, you know, or you at a place where you just don't feel like, you know, that's home for you, right? You got to do what's best for you. But at the end of the day, If I don't 100% know leaving here, I'm guaranteed a better future somewhere else. I'm not going, bro. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause you'll throw it all away. Cause there's no guarantee when you hit that portal, you're gonna go somewhere else and ball, or even get to go somewhere else.
Okay, man. You definitely just hit a lot of points right there. I'm definitely gonna clip that up and send that out, cause a lot of people need to hear. It's a lot of, you bring up like the old school to the new school about how. To be and how things are now and how we probably need to find some type of common balance, because college football is definitely in the middle of a change right now, and we're gonna see how it goes, man. But like I said, we're gonna end it right there, because you just did your thing right there for sure. We'll talk about some more stuff on another episode for sure. Yes, but appreciate you for joining the show, man. Khalil Hill, Michigan Wolverine alumni. I know he hyped about his school, man. I ain't gonna talk. I'm still gonna talk shit on Twitter. That's just how I do.
That's how I do. Hey, but also shout out to my boy T Lip, man. Speak on the podcast, man. Holding it down for the boys in the D, man. Crockett boys, Owen boys, back in the day, man. Love you, bro. Appreciate you for having me on, man.
You already know, my boy. Appreciate you, man. All day. Tell Miles, I said what's happening.
I got you, gangster.
All right, my boy. Appreciate you. Speak on the podcast. Lip out.
Peace.